And Brandon Peoples has our VIP call of the day.
Yep, that's right. We've got standing by here on the phone. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran joins us live here on News Radio KMAN. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Brandon. I'm pleased to be with you, despite being a few minutes tardy and a busy day in Washington, D.C. Glad to have a conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate the time, anytime we can get with you, Senator. And we're going to be talking here this morning a little bit about the grant here for that new elementary school in USD 475 Geary County. It'll be replacing the existing Jefferson Elementary. What can you tell us about it?
Well, Brandon, I wish I would have known this when I spoke to the Military Affairs Council of the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce last Wednesday. It's a piece of good news. I chair the Senate Defense Communities Caucus, a group of us who banded together who have military installations in our states or districts, trying to advocate for resources to help communities, help the taxpayers with paying for the services that are necessary because of the presence of a military installation, the families and the soldiers and their families. Certainly, there's an economic benefit, and we're honored to have Fort Riley in the neighborhood, and we pay great tribute to them. But the school district in Junction City has been for a long time trying to upgrade their schools. This is not the first time we've received some Department of Defense money to help them do that. There are four elementary schools and one middle school at Fort Riley on the base, and they are operated by the Junction City School District. The new development is the Department of Defense announced yesterday a $24.4 million grant to design and develop a new middle school to replace Jefferson Elementary. So it is a significant opportunity for the school district to improve the facilities for its students, but also from a regional point of view, an opportunity for us to continue to achieve the goal of additional infrastructure. When we brag about Fort Riley to the Department of Defense, to the Army, when we seek new opportunities for example, we continue to advocate for an additional brigade at Fort Riley, the infrastructure, schools, hospitals, housing, those things are hugely important in our ability to attract the Army to maintain and expand at Fort Riley. And secondly, just as a recruiting tool for people to live in our region, better schools is a pretty good sign. So a good development, the $24.4 million headed to the Junction City School District, and expected to be completed at the start of the 2023 school year.
It's a wonderful opportunity here for that district, and I was with you when you toured Sites Elementary School 2 years ago, and that was a pretty nice facility. I can only imagine how state-of-the-art this facility is going to be.
Well, Brandon, it is pleasing. This school was determined by, Jefferson School was determined to be obsolete, out of date, end of its life cycle, I think is the Army term, back in 2017. And in fact, I believe that the Jefferson Elementary School has already been closed. So, again, helping with the opportunity to educate our kids in the region.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, It's a great opportunity. How do these grant opportunities come about here? What goes into work to make this happen?
Well, the Junction City School District, their Board of Education school superintendent, applied for these funds in 2020, I think. We kept advocating at the Department of Defense for Junction City's success. It went dark for a long period of time, and we were not getting much information. I know the school district was getting no information. And so while we worked to encourage the Department of Defense to approve this grant application, and as I understand it, there's a criteria that the DOD has been through as looking at schools across the country that are on military installations. And so, in fact, the Sites Elementary School that you and I toured, it came about in part because the Secretary of Defense came to Kansas, and while I lobbied him, he met with families, mothers of children, fathers of children at Fort Riley, and my view is that the parents were the most successful advocate. That program really didn't exist before the arrival of the money for Sites, and it became an opportunity for particularly the Army, but really the Department of Defense to invest in its facilities. So this is a grant application submitted by Junction City School District.
All right. Well, it's a Great opportunity, great schools over there, and this is going to be just wonderful to watch. Senator, I know you're busy, but we appreciate getting a few minutes here to talk to you about this.
I look forward to coming back on the program when I have a little more time, and I'm happy to do that.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And that's U.S. Senator Jerry Moran joining us here live on News Radio KMAN.
A look at our forecast. The news across Kansas come next.